What was that finger in the air for?
Why? I'm not going to say.
He's going to the rodeo.
You need to understand signals, Don.
It's five.
Instead of saying,
four,
hey,
three.
I'm recording. Or, hey, are we recording?
No,
yet?
Now I never asked that. This one over here asked.
Yeah,
that.
But
he always goes, are we recording?
Every
and
week.
Then you,
well,
your
that's because
is,
you record as soon
recording.
As we get here, which is unfortunate.
Well, yeah, but I try to hop on because I drive like 6 hours to get here. So,
I don't want to waste any time.
Let me just get this over with. So
he's always he always comes in, by the way. Hey, how's it going? I got to pee.
Yeah, because I drive like 90 minutes to get here.
I don't even say I just go pee like 20 times.
It's a long drive.
No, it's not 90 minutes.
No, it's like an hour and 10.
It's like an hour and a half.
It's not 90 minutes. It's 85. It's really 45 minutes.
Good times.
You wanted to start off the show.
I just want to let you know I've had a rough, had a rough 24 hours. Uh-oh. Or 24 hours. So 2 days ago, I went to a restaurant that I frequent very often.
McDonald's?
But, no, not McDonald's. It's a real sit-down restaurant.
Oh, Golden Corral.
Applebee's. No, not Applebee's. It's a local place. That's why I don't want to give the name. Because it's normally a very good restaurant. However, I got bad ribs or I got bad calamari. Because
how is their egg salad sandwich?
I have not had their egg salad sandwich as I don't believe they have one on the menu.
All right, so you had the ribs.
But I had ribs and calamari, but I got calamari. My parents came down for dinner because they had to go to the airport. And they met us afterwards. Went to dinner. What was that?
I don't know.
That was me. Sorry. Nice. The mic. Stressing the mic.
Anyway, we had a rough 24 hours, so we went to dinner the other night.
Like completely ruining his,
and,
his story.
No, I don't. I mean, I really only have one sentence, but I'm trying to stretch it out.
I haven't even gotten a chance to ask why he would eat ribs and calamari for the same place.
Well, I thought my dad likes to get 100 appetizers whenever you go out. I don't know if you have
that.
Let me
get the tater skins.
He does that.
The calamari.
It'll just be me, him, and my mom. And he's like, I got 7 appetizers for us to share if I go to the bathroom or something. So I figured he was going to do that again. And so we sit down, and he's like, can I just get like the chips and dip? And I'm like, oh, man, I was actually looking forward to 100 appetizers. So I ordered the calamari appetizer, thinking that anyone else would help me with it, but they didn't. So we have this giant tray of fried squid, and I ate basically 99% of it. I think someone else had a piece and was like, oh, this is squid, and they were done with it. So I had that, and I ordered ribs, and that's all I ate, though, because I only had half the ribs because I ate a whole plate of calamari.
It's not,
well,
seems normal.
The next day, I had some loose stools.
Oh, come on!
Some loose stools at work and everywhere else, but I figured no big deal. Nothing bad happened. So last night was my night. My wife was out. She worked last night, so I had a night by myself as long as I was just home to make sure that the kid slept through the night, and I was all excited I was going to play video games or something. And instead, I ended up watching the entire Orioles game from the bathroom. And I literally spent 4 hours just sitting on the toilet, and it was not fun. So I got up this morning.
So if you're in the neighborhood at an Applebee's.
If you're at an Applebee's, do not get the calamari.
Or the real.
Well, my friend, he was like, hey, man, where'd you get that from? And I was like, yeah, Wawa. You know, I got some Skittles and a bag of squid. I don't know what went wrong. But no. So I got up today and I was off from work today because it's a holiday weekend and I didn't want to go in. And I'm downstairs and I'm having a good time. And I could feel that I had to go to the bathroom again. I knew it was coming, but I was like, I'll wait. Because, you know, it's just me and my kid. I don't want to, like, throw him in a box and go to the bathroom because you can't just let him wander around. He's 10. I can't let him do that on his own. So I figure I'm doing all right, and then I have to sneeze. So I go to sneeze.
No, full on shit my pants.
Not like I kind of shit my pants. Like, I literally just uncontrollably shit my pants.
Did you, did you make it all the way to the bathroom to change, or was it completely finished by that point?
No, I didn't start and then go, well, I've already started, so let's just finish this game show.
Or was it just like a giant explosion where it was all done?
It was a shotgun blast of awful, and then I immediately ran upstairs.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Making time, shooting live.
This is another episode of Radio for Winners.
Yes.
With Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Wow.
Only a winner would share that story.
Another week.
You're not kidding.
Another week. I actually had one of those stories once. I was driving home from Rockville. I was hanging out with Justin Schlegel, comedian from the Baltimore area. And we had gone to a Baja Fresh, and
which normally an establishment I enjoy.
Yep. And I had the Ultimo Burrito.
Ultimo Burrito.
I think it was either Ultimo or Ultimate. I think it was Ultimate. And I just like to be very Japanese when I had the Ultimo Burrito and I was just like,
I'm very Japanese at the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, all right. I'm retarded.
Did they have calamari and ribs by chance?
So I was driving home from Rockville, ribs. And at the time I lived about 40 minutes away, so maybe about halfway, I was trying to get that pain in the stomach, where you're like, you know, like, and you're like, this is not going to be good. Like, the pain's developing. So I'm sweating on the way back. I finally get to my apartment. I open up car door.
You got all the way home.
I got all the way home. I'm running up the steps to my apartment. I lived on like the second floor. And as soon as I hit that second step, bam, we're talking like I wouldn't call it a waterfall. Because it was very, it wasn't any water. It was just like more like a volcano, lava of just shit.
Now, did it come out like? Did any get like on the steps or like the porch or anything?
No. Yeah. But I ran. At that point, what do? Like, do you stop at the second step or do you keep running? I kept running.
No, you keep going. You're already at your house.
What do you mean you stop?
Stop, let your neighbors know. No one watch. I'm changing. Apologize. I shit my pants. I'm an adult.
Each step I went up, the more came out. to the point where every step it was bump, 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 and then I made it to the toilet, and then I was like, I didn't have to go anymore because it was all in my pants.
Now, what did you do with the pants?
I thought I kept them. Wearing them right now.
The sadder part is I have another awful story.
God, what is? Can I leave?
This whole episode's about times that I shit myself. I hope you guys are ready.
And none of this was ever on any of the agenda at all. None of this.
Well, I just want to share the other one because it's just stupid.
I can't wait till we transition off of this into what we actually have written.
I fully got dressed for work, like an actual meeting. So I have a shirt, tie, dress pants. I'm ready to go. And I'm on my way out the door, and I see my cat standing there. And I thought, this is the best time to stand over the cat like a sumo wrestler and fart on him. Instead, I full on shit my pants. A giant dump, like a full, not even like diarrhea, like a man dump, immediately went in my pants, and I just started laughing uncontrollably.
Now, see,
what do you do?
Now, I've done that. Years ago, a friend of mine, he bought a BMW, and he pulled it outside of work. He's like, hey, come look at my car. I was like, let me show you what I think of that. And I went, I shit my pants. So like I was like, oh,
that's what I feel. That's how strongly I feel about your car.
Like I ran into the bathroom and like my boss was mad at me. He's like, that's not very nice. You should have been nice for happy for him. So I called my boss. I'm like, listen, I gotta go. Can you? I called from the bathroom. Like, listen, I gotta go.
Thankfully I was still at home. I just went in the bathroom and showered off again and changed.
I did the walk of shame from the bathroom to get to my
so
car.
Yours was at work.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, this episode's about etiquette.
Now, wait a minute. I have had those pains before, like in the car. Have you ever stopped somewhere? Like, I was doing probably about 120 miles an hour to get home from a nice restaurant that we had dinner at. And
Royal
I,
Farms.
Real fast, real fresh. But I pulled into a handicapped spot at a hotel and pretended that I had a room there, and I walked through the lobby to use the hotel lobby bathroom because it was a horrible, horrible experience.
A couple of weeks ago, I had to stop at a Chick-fil-A on the way home, and I hate using bathrooms in public. I really hate shitting in public. And I went to Chick-fil-A.
I don't mind doing it as long as it's not in a bathroom. But in a bathroom, not going to do it. Not going
to
do it.
And I was like, I have to get this done, or I just something bad is going to happen. I was going to blow up or something. So I stopped and did my business. But yeah, I usually don't like to stop in the bathroom. But if I want me to segue, and this is a segue here, we'll segue from the shit fest that we're talking about.
Goodness. To viewer mail. To viewer mail.
To the shit fest that was the Warrior Dash last weekend and my welching of a bet. But leading up to that, before we get to that, we can talk about my trip out to L.A.
Oh, that's right. This was your big L.A. and Vegas trip.
L.A. and Vegas. Went out there for a bachelor party for a friend. And the weird thing about the shirt I'm wearing right now is a Tough Mudder shirt. I was actually wearing it last
week. You only wear Tough Mudder shirts.
I do.
You only own.
I only wear racing shirts.
Yeah, obstacle race t-shirts.
So like people are like asking me, like they're like talking to me now about the Tough Mudder shirt. And it's like, I want to talk about it. But at the same time, I'm socially awkward, so I don't really want to talk to anybody.
Whether you have
so man, what time did you do the Tough Mudder? It was muddy. It was muddy.
And no offense, no matter whether you had the Tough Mudder shirt on or not, you're always socially awkward.
I'm socially awkward, and I'm also fat, so it's like people are like, "You do the Tough Mudder."
So did you work at the Tough Mudder?
I work concession.
I'm the concession tester.
We served calamari and ribs.
So I get all these awkward conversations about the Tough Mudder, and I'm like, I don't want to talk about
it. Other than with you and on this show, I've never had a conversation about the Tough Mudder.
I had three occurrences when I was out in Los Angeles where someone came up to me and asked me about the Tough Mudder t-shirt I was wearing.
Were you only wearing Tough Mudder shirts in Vegas?
That's all he owns.
That's all I own is like Tough Mudder t-shirts.
Can I just ask a quick, what size are the Tough Mudder t-shirts?
They're extra large.
Okay.
You know what mine are too, and I can't wear them because they're too tight. Well,
Husky. I had a...
Do you have these in a tarp?
I got a couple bullet points. I'll go with L.A. A couple bullet points, a couple stories.
All right.
First off, the tacos in L.A. are amazing.
Same thing in San Diego. When I went to San Diego, best burritos I've ever had. They're everywhere and they're cheap. They're amazing.
All right.
And the traffic is the same as it here in the D.C.
Now, is it worse? Because I think D.C. is horrible.
D.C. is horrible. L.A. is about the same.
L.A. is just as bad. It's the only place that's as bad as this because unlike New York, which is awful traffic, but they have subways, L.A. has nothing.
I actually think Baltimore is worse than D.C.
Well, only because you have to worry about dying.
What do you mean?
No, the Beltway in Baltimore is terrible.
But
the Baltimore. Nah, yeah, I think the
5 isn't as bad as 495.
Oh, no, man. I'm telling you. I think the Baltimore Beltway.
This is really good radio.
The north side. Anyway, another thing, and I've completely come around. I used to hate golf, and I went golfing. I only did like a 9-hole, and now I love golf.
That's it. This is time to announce the Radio for Winners golf tournament.
I think we need to do that.
Wow.
It's going to be amazing.
It's just the three of us on Thursday.
That's it.
The problem, though, is I'm terrible at golf, and I'm not very good at driving. I can't actually get the ball to go in the air.
What made you turn around and like the golf?
Playing it.
Did you drink the whole time? Because that made me like almost everything.
Yeah, I drank afterwards, but I could see where I could drink during it. It would be more fun.
You really got to be careful with it, though, because it's kind of like pool and darts, where it's good for like at about 3 or 4 beers, you're the king of those things, and then after 5, you're just a drunk asshole throwing things.
What do you mean? Throwing things?
Like darts. Oh. I was saying it's like darts.
I was like, are you throwing clubs and stuff
that? Well, if you've seen me play, it would not surprise you.
But the one thing that stood out in L.A., and I had a friend... it was me, my friend Ryan, and then a friend of his that came in from town. And his friend's like a big pothead, or at least he used to be. He's kind of became like a dad, so now he's like he's not so much into the pot, but apparently he's like off on his own.
His name
he's
is
like,
Bob
you know what?
Saget.
So he's like,
this unknown guy, you might have heard of him.
Bob Saget. He had a family.
Robert Saget.
So Ryan's a comedian. He has other friends that are comedians. These comedians have medical cards. So you can go out to anywhere in L.A. that has a dispensary.
Everybody in California has a medical card.
Pretty much everybody has a medical card. Apparently, it's very, very easy. His friend's doctor's name was Dr. 420, which is a terrible...
Come on.
I know, it's terrible. She's very attractive, the woman. I'll have to show a picture of.
Is that Hungarian?
Yes. but a terrible name. I'm like, I don't, you know, at some point... you even have to go in and actually say that you even have anything wrong with you if your doctor's name is Dr. 420.
I got a little bit of a cough.
I have the blues.
So, and I've never had this
experience. Stubbed my toe. I need a bunch of weed.
So we call up a friend and we go over to his place. He's a mutual friend, did comedy with us back here in D.C., who, by the way...
You may have heard of him. His name's Adam Sandler. Ever hear of
him? Wow.
By the way, he said that my characters, Larry Poon and Shotgun Denny Tom, were the funniest characters he's ever seen on stage.
So, I'm glad you want to talk about how great you are on the radio.
I know.
Show.
I want to. In fact, I want to start calling these guys who are starting to get TV shows and stuff, and comment, and just have them talk about how great I was.
Well, that's great. But did you tell them what you're doing now?
No.
Guy, I sell phones.
Nope. Don't even mention a podcast.
I do a podcast in a garage, and I softly cry myself to sleep every night. Oh, you have a TV show? Yeah, that's cool. I guess you won't believe what I'm up to. So, I do endurance races for fun because I have nothing else going on in my life.
Hey, next thing you know, that guy's going to get a TV show where it's three guys in a garage doing a podcast.
And he's like, nah, I don't think you'd fit the part. You don't know where we're coming from.
So we go over to his house. He lives in West Hollywood. And he's like, yeah, whatever you guys need. And they decide to get some brownies and weed. And I'm not against weed. Actually, I'm fine with it, but it's like a baked good. So I'm not really into smoking. So I wasn't going to partake in any of it.
That sounds like a congressional hearing.
If you put in brownies, I'd probably be...
I'm not really that into weed, but in baked goods, it's fine.
I don't like narcotics unless I'm using them. And then they're all right.
So they walk over to this shopping center. It's just like a regular shopping center. It has like your like a typical Indian restaurant, like a CVS. And then bam, there's your...
If it was an Indian restaurant, you had to have eaten there.
I would have.
I think you've been to every Indian buffet in the country.
So he goes in, and we stayed outside. And he walks out in 5 minutes. And I've never walked down a street with a friend who's holding like a bag of weed.
Why did you stand outside?
Well, I have, but never that was open.
But wait a minute. Why did you stand outside? Was it like the underage buying beer thing?
You have to be buzzed in.
You have to have a card to buy.
I think you can.
You can't just go in and browse?
I don't think so. You have to be buzzed in.
It's a medical. It's treated like any other medicine. Okay. So it's like going to the pharmacist, except, you know.
Yeah, but I don't get buzzed in. But I don't get buzzed in at CVS.
Yeah, but still, I mean.
But you also can't go back to where the medicine is.
No, but I go back to the counter.
All right.
Browse.
Admittedly, I don't go to CVS too often. I think
Don has actually destroyed the show right here.
He's gotten very upset about CVS.
Oh yes.
Why can't we go in and browse? Why do you want to go in and browse? You don't even smoke.
No, but
it's a bunch of stuff I don't understand with 1,000 names.
Why?
Cool.
I mean, you're making it sound like you're standing outside, like you're 16, you're trying to pick up a six pack of beer.
That's the way I felt. I felt like I was a 16-year-old. But I don't think we were allowed in. I think we had to.
Okay, well, see, that would make sense. Thank you.
But me and my friends without cars are just coming in to look. But I'm buying just for me. Can I have 2 pounds?
What are you people? On dope?
Everybody's giving me shit because I was only in Vegas for one night because I had to go back to this Warrior Dash race.
Yeah, I'm giving you shit.
I understand you were in LA, so then you drove to Vegas. That's slightly different than flying to Vegas for one night like your previous trips, but still.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I didn't really.
Done that.
We've just gone in the fall, and I didn't really have a lot of cash to throw
I could
around.
Go every weekend. I would never get tired of it.
I didn't really have a ton of money to throw around this time, so I didn't really want to.
That's because you were too busy flying across country to do a Tough Mudder.
That is true. That's true. I was
the amount of money that you spent to do the Tough Mudder, you could have spent gambling in Vegas.
But my first night, my first day there.
Your only day there.
In the afternoon. Yeah, really. I guess it wasn't just an early day. But the afternoon I was there, we sat in a bar like we did last time we went. We watched some games and I bet on them. And I lost both bets.
What games?
I bet a parlay with hockey and a parlay with basketball. So it was 2 games each.
Lost all of it, huh?
The fucking Sharks versus the Kings.
Boy, we are tossing out the curse words here.
These fucking Sharks were up 3-2. They were up 3-2.
Oh yeah,
it's Tony's Buffalo showing.
With two minutes left, they were up 3-2. End of the game. They had lost 4-3. They gave up 2 goals in 2 minutes. And I would have won like 3 times.
Did everyone just laugh at you the whole time at the table? They were like, look at you.
Reminds me of another great hockey team that we have here locally and how they lost in game 7.
Yeah,
and
that was sad. Very sad.
Meanwhile, like these other guys, everybody else bet bet the opposite team. So they all won. And I bet the exact opposite, lost. One dude won like $1,600. Gabbert, the guy who bets hands like he has
$500 blackjack hands. Yeah.
But did you win in Vegas when we went on football?
No, because I lost the Cardinals game.
All right, I won on football.
Those damn Cardinals.
I think I should stop doing parlays. That's what the problem is. I shouldn't do parlays any longer because I can't win.
I've never won. Yeah, I never won like the pick three teams or any of that. It never works out. I get 2 out of 3, or sometimes I just shit on all three, which is fun. But
that's why it's called gambling.
That's true.
A couple things I missed out on: Big Elvis.
What? You went to Vegas and didn't go to see Fat Elvis.
I did not go see Fat Elvis. Yeah, I did not have time and felt I felt embarrassed saying, hey, guys, I need to excuse myself for a couple hours.
You've never felt embarrassed before. You've done it every time we've gone.
Yeah, but I know all you guys. I didn't really know his friends, so it's very hard. I was already going to get ridiculed for missing out on a race, so I should have just gone or missing out to go to a race.
But now he's at the Stratosphere, right?
No, he is at Harrah's in a bar like in a corner of the casino, which is a very dirty casino to begin with. Oh, another thing, that our favorite bar was shut down for remodeling.
Wait a minute, what favorite bar?
Our favorite casino, Wild Bill's.
Yeah,
you can't remodel that.
Exactly. What are you gonna do? I don't know, but I hope
if they make it nice, I'm never going back.
What they need to do is they need to put in more stain carpeting.
Yes.
We took the carpeting from other crappier places and put them in our casino.
We know the bathroom smells and step on urine when you
instead
go inside.
Instead of any
there.
Of this other stuff, it's just beer pong and blackjack now. That's it.
Dude, that's not cool.
Yeah, so I guess next time we'll go, we'll see what it looks like. But
no.
Yeah. So I fly all the way back. I have another discussion at the airport on the way back about my T-shirt because, again, I was wearing a Tough Mudder T-shirt. I only took 3 out there, but I packed light. I packed light on the out.
I only took t-shirt. 3 Tough Mudder T-shirts.
Did you have any other top like with you? Like a button-down shirt or anything like that?
I had other clothes I wore, yeah. But for the airport, I basically wore whatever,
the airport, I just wear cash. So it's my Tough Mudder t-shirt.
I come across
and some chinos.
I come across such a douche on this podcast.
It's not the podcast. No,
not the podcast. So I had another conversation about the Tough Mudder. I kept it very, very brief because I didn't really want to talk about anybody.
And you know that part where you go over the spider climb? That's the part where I knew I was alive. That was the time. That's when I knew I was alive.
And I had to make it back last Saturday, because I ran a warrior dash, and I had this bet with a coworker, and the bet was that whoever finished second, whoever lost the race between the two of us, had to shave their head, basically like a buzz cut, and then also shave an L for loser in the back.
So I take it you won, because I see a full head of hair looking at me right now.
He pulled a Tony and backed out of the bet. Yeah, I did not back out of the bet. In fact, even up to the beginning of the race, the guy's like, hey, if you want to, we don't have to do the whole shaved head thing. And I was like, and I felt very, very confident. So I'm like, you know what? No, let's do this.
Double or nothing. We're not just going to shave our head. We're going to shave a big L into our pubes.
Now, I may have stopped training about 2 weeks before and started going to...
it doesn't show.
I may have had two buffets in Vegas.
You're only there one night.
Yeah,
two buffets. Did you do the Bellagio? Did you hit the Bellagio buffet?
I did the Wynn buffet.
Whoa.
Which I think is actually on par, if not better, than Bellagio.
Oh.
Well, sounds like we have to go out there this fall to prove which buffet is better.
We're going to the Dough Roller.
I did the Paris buffet.
I can't
buffet.
Go this fall. I'm not allowed to.
The Paris buffet?
Paris buffet in the morning.
The breakfast buffet there is awesome.
Yes, it is.
It is pretty good.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes.
We should just do a whole episode about buffets.
Why have I not been to the breakfast buffet?
We went the first time with just Tony and our friend John, and then I think we went the second time when it was like, but I think it was just the two of us that went. I think everyone was like, no, we're not getting up early to go to a buffet, and we're like, you guys don't know how to party. We'll be back.
Yeah, now you do that a lot. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you do that a lot. We'll come in at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning from gambling, and then you'll sleep for like an hour or two. Like, I gotta get up and get breakfast.
Don, how do you get to sleep at all?
I go to sleep. I sleep till 2.
I mean,
or 3.
I haven't in the last 2 years been able to sleep more than 3 hours in a block.
That's why when I travel and I'm not with the family, I go to sleep.
I've just lost the ability. I'm very envious. No. Very envious.
All right. So the only place I had breakfast, by the way, was MGM.
Yeah, we had breakfast
there. That one time. Yeah.
We went to that New York place, right? Did we go to New York, and have breakfast there?
Don was asleep. Yeah. Both times, Don was asleep.
All right.
Because that was after we went swimming at 8 a.m. We went to the buffet, and I immediately got sick and had to go back to bed.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're at the start line, and I would he showed up like an hour late, so we had a run later wave. So I was already kind of like...
You should have just started the early wave, then no matter when you finished, beat him.
I know. I was already annoyed that I had to wait. So we're at the starting line, and I'm, as you know, I'm a slow runner in the beginning. I'm not the fastest
and a
runner.
Poor reader.
I like to say that I am more of an endurance athlete.
You like to say, or?
You know what? This is my last episode. See you guys later.
Was that quoted in a publication somewhere?
Just the way it's my defense for running as slow as I do.
Tony Grasek, endurance runner.
So we start off
Washington Post.
We start off a race, and he immediately sprints ahead of me by a good 50 to 100 yards. And I'm like, I'm screwed. I'm fucked. There's no way.
But to be fair, if we went running, I would also sprint ahead of you at first. And then about a mile in, you'd see me laying on the side of the ground dying.
And that's almost what happened. We hit the hills and then bam. I take the lead and I'm leading for the next, I would say, about a good mile and a half. It's only a 3 mile race. So we're about 2 miles in at this point. He had a good half mile lead. And then I caught up to him, passed him, and I'm up for the next mile and a half. We hit this one portion that was like a water slide, but there's like a huge line. And there's no reason to have this obstacle. It's like you literally just go down a water slide. It's like it's not even a real obstacle. So there's a line, though. There's like a line like as if you're at King's Dominion and you're waiting for like a roller coaster.
What you got to do is you need to yell, I just shit my pants, run forward and get out of the way. And you'll be able to go right down the slide.
So he catches up.
Did you have to climb up steps?
So he catches up.
I shit my pants.
Time to go.
What do I do?
So he totally catches up to me at this point. And so, like an asshole, I decided to walk down this way with him because this line was like a 15 to 20 minute wait. Like, it was that long. And the race, I mean, I had already screwed up my time anyway because it's, you know, a 3 mile race shouldn't take more than, what, 40, 45 minutes, 50 minutes. And I'm already like.
Well, for me, it's about 3 hours.
I'm like an hour in because I had to wait.
That's a weekend for me.
And it's a ridiculous line. So after the water slide.
Is there a
slide,
place you could camp, like a tent spot?
At mile marker 1.5. There's a campsite.
After, this is the shit of campsite.
Packing it up, calling it a day, guys.
So I get on the other side of that obstacle, and then I start running again. Again, I take the lead, and I got the lead for a good half mile. Then we hit another obstacle, and it's another huge weight. It's like another kind of obstacle where it's like these walls you got to climb over, but everyone's like afraid to go over them. So there's a huge wait for that. So it catches up to me again. And then after that,
I shot him.
After that.
So I technically won. This will be the last podcast. I'll be out for another 3 to 5 years.
After that, we run again. We hit one more obstacle, which is like a cargo net. He gets ahead of me at that point. And then at that point, it's only like maybe 40 feet.
This is a long story to just say I lost and I'm welching on the bed.
God, is he going to tell a longer story if it's a 20-mile race?
At 40, like...
So, left foot, right foot. Left foot, right foot. Left foot, right foot. So, now, there's still 3.5 miles to go. So, then I go left foot, thinking if I skip on the right foot, I'll go twice as far. Turns out that doesn't work at all.
So he beat me. He beat me because it went from a 3-mile race down to about a 30-yard race. And he beat me. And at the finish line, he's the one that said that wasn't a fair race at the end because of the way they did the obstacles with the lines. So you don't have
so
to.
So he's like, here's the new bet. You don't have to shave your head, but we're going to go back behind this building.
Shit, I'm in camp.
And you're going to give me the roughest hand job I've ever gotten.
So. So he was like, no, you don't have to do that. You can just.
Well, that was nice of him, but did you say to him, I would have won anyway because I waited with you in line. I came down to you in line.
I didn't bother saying that. But I lost. I technically lost. Although, actually, in the timer chip, he lost his shoes in the mud at the end. So I'm actually the only person that has a recorded time finishing. So I could say I won.
I think you won.
Yeah.
I think you should go back and make him shave his head.
I think I might do that.
You should make him listen to this podcast as torture.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that you should make him shave his head. Shave the head.
So before we wrap up this episode, that was my Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and Warrior Dash.
We heard
trip.
6 seconds about LA and Vegas.
So I went to LA and Vegas. Anyway, I went to this Warrior Dash.
Anyway, I waited in line at King's
now,
Dominion.
At first, I tried to tie my shoes with a single knot, and I kept coming untied. I didn't know what was going on. I took 2 steps and kept coming untied. So then I thought, if I double tie them, there's no way these will come untied. Bam, got stuck in the mud.
So I'm waiting in line for the
Anaconda.
So I'm waiting
in line after that. It's ridiculous.
So
what happened in Vegas? I don't know.
So
I lost
long.
Some money. Anyway.
I was thinking there was this obstacle. Okay, so let's do the weigh-in.
Oh, wow. This is the time for the weigh-in. Well, you guys are about to get blown away.
Man, do we have like a trumpet music or something like that?
I did not
like
bring my fanfare this time. And if we try to wait for it on YouTube, it will take 7 days. So let's not bother. We'll just do the weigh-in. Last time I was, 247.5 pounds, I think? 248 pounds?
Well, whatever you say.
Let's go with 248. That way, when I am even lower than that, I'm going to blow your mind.
Hey. Now, wait. Before we jump in this, have you been working out?
I've done nothing.
Have you cut your trips to McDonald's on the way?
Yes, I have cut my trips to fast food. However.
Well, you know, theoretically, you should have lost a ton of weight if you just had the stomach virus thing.
Well, that was only for 24 hours. If I continue to have this, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to take a dump as soon as it's
over.
Of
that 24 hours, 4 hours you were on the toilet.
I probably shit out 35 pounds. It was bad.
Well, let's go weigh yourself.
Well, this could be good. If I am 212 pounds, I'm very excited.
Yeah, you're
right. I think he looks thin. So I'm going to say I think he looks.
There's no way that's true.
My bet, he was 248 last time he weighed in. I'm going to say he's a good 242. He looks.
242. He was 248 last time.
He looks
time.
Svelte right now.
Jeremy, do me a favor. Turn around for me.
Jeremy's walking over to. To the scale.
248
off
last
mic.
Time.
I'm wearing jeans. You guys are going to give me a few pounds on the jeans.
How many?
A half pound.
By the way, hold on. Before you. No, hold on. Hold on. Before you step on the scale, how many pounds do you want for the jeans?
I have 20 pounds.
20 pound jeans. 248. I'm going to go with 248.
I'm going to say 242.
242.
I think he looks like he's been working,
I can't tell. Those 20-pound jeans that he's wearing.
This is going to be so good.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
Now, are you looking at the scale? Because you can't trust him.
Come on.
What do we got? What do we got?
He is...
Tell me.
It's taking a while. Error.
Error it out. Not a good sign. I'm gonna before you jump back, I'm going to readjust my bet. I'm going to say he's 249.
Wow.
All right. And...
Tell me. He is. Let's see. He
Air
is.
Again. Come on. All right.
Listen. Look. It's not a no. It's not a technical thing. Just tap it with your toe. Just tap it. Now does a zero come up?
Yes.
Now step on it.
The next.
No, with both feet.
The next one will be just obese.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Please stop standing on the scale.
You're hurting me.
You're hurting me. It is bowing in the middle, by the way. Oh.
He is 252.
Oh!
That is not quite a loss.
Wait a minute. 248 was where you at last time.
Well, everybody get up. You'd have to remember that.
252.
Wait a minute. Were you naked the last time you weighed in?
No. I think I was actually wearing heavier clothes.
That's only a 4-pound weight gain. That's not too bad. Only a 4-pound weight gain.
Over 4 weeks? Oh,
your,
awful.
In your weight loss extravaganza. That's not too bad.
This is going really well. I'm higher than I was when I started. I started 251.
How heavy was he before he had the calamari and rib?
That's not good. I must have been like 260 before that.
Oh, my God.
Well.
So that brings another episode of Radio for Winners to a close. I welch bets.
Yes. Yes, you
Jeremy's
do.
Jeremy's gained weight. And I did I say anything this entire episode?
Nope, and Don was very quiet.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I ruin episodes, according
to you. Don ruins episodes.
Yes, I do.
Total winners.
So you can shoot us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. If you haven't liked our Facebook page, please do, Radio for Winners. We are very active on that page. And by very active, we mean Don's wife is the only person who is active.
I post once a week saying, hey, the episode's up. And then I never look at it again.
And she responds.
That's right.
Those are the two follow-ups once a week.
All right. That's it for us for
today. Can we get an iTunes reference here, too?
Oh, yeah. Make sure to, if you can't, review us. And actually, I think we have 3 reviews
on iTunes. We have some reviews on iTunes.
And we can always use a little bit more. Even if they're bad, I'll take them.
Hey, listen.
A positive review was, if farts were radio shows, this would be it. Listen. So that's a positive review.
Say whatever you want. Just put 5 stars down.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, now he was close. Tried to domesticate you, but you're an animal. Baby, it's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. You don't need no papers. That man is not your maker.
It's going to be probably one of the best shows we've ever done. And honestly, it's because of you two. It really is. What have you guys been up to? Anything crazy that's happened this week?
Birthdays.
All right. This is... it's got off to an amazing start. It's an
amazing start.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.